God's grace is sufficient for our every need. God has promised for His children in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 that He will never allow us to be tempted or tested beyond our ability to bear. But with every trial or temptation, He will make a way to escape so that we can endure it. First of all, why does God allow trial and temptation to come into our life? It's something like our subjecting our physical muscles to resistance to make our muscles strong. All muscles in the human body are strengthened or developed through being subject to resistance. When people lift weights, when they run or use expandable springs or any such thing, always the principle is subjecting your muscles to resistance. And as a result, the muscles become strong. If you don't subject your muscles to resistance, you never become strong. You just become fat. Eating food by itself does not make a person strong. It just makes him fat. And there's a world of difference between a fat person and a strong person. Apply this spiritually. Getting a lot of Bible knowledge just makes you spiritually fat. And fat people are actually weaker than thin people. And a lot of people with a lot of Bible knowledge are pretty weak spiritually. They still lose their temper. They still lust with their eyes and commit many other sins despite all their Bible knowledge. Are they strong? Certainly not. They're fat. But God allows us to face trial and temptation so that we can become strong. And He has promised us that He will never allow us to be tested beyond our ability to bear. That's a wonderful promise. That means if I face a particular trial, see a particular trial coming into my life, I need never say to myself, this is too much for me. No, nothing is too much for me. It's within my ability to bear it. If I don't believe that, I'm accusing God of having less sense than an ordinary school teacher. And I'll tell you why. If a student is studying in the fifth standard, the school teacher in his class will not give him a seventh standard question paper. No. That school teacher has got wisdom to give that child a fifth standard question paper. Because it knows, that teacher knows that this student is not capable of answering a seventh standard question paper. So it's the same with trial. God will not allow you to face a seventh standard trial if you are in the fifth standard right now. And therefore, when you face a trial, if you say, this is too much for me, you're actually accusing God of having less sense than a school teacher. And I'll tell you something, it's the devil who makes you think like that. Because the moment you think like that, you've already failed. You've programmed yourself for failure by saying, this is too much for me. Now, I want to say to you, no trial is too much for you. If you're a child of God, God determines what type of question paper you get, and He will only give you something according to the level of your spiritual development in life. Now, this is a great comfort for me. Supposing, for example, the devil has got some massive temptation lined up for me to face tomorrow, which is too much for me. I'm not strong enough to bear it. But the devil's got to get permission from God before he sends that temptation into my life. And he asks God, can I send this temptation to Zach? God says, no, I'm not going to let you do it, because he's not strong enough to face it. And then after a month, the devil says, can I send it to him now? God says, no, he's still not strong enough. Maybe after a year, God says to him, okay, now you can tempt Zach with that temptation. He's strong enough now. He's developed in the last 1 year, and now he's strong enough to face it. And that's when the temptation will come to me, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I can overcome it. It's like when I get to the seventh standard, then I get the seventh standard question paper. I won't get it in the fifth standard. This is a tremendous comfort for me to know, because this applies all the way through life, right up to the end of my life till Christ comes again. I will never get a question paper that's too tough for me. That means every temptation I face can be overcome, because none of it will be too strong for me. There are students who got 100% in mathematics, in first standard, second standard, third standard, fourth standard. They work hard and they get 100% in every year. But if you had given him a seventh standard question paper when he was in the fifth standard, he would not have got 100%. He'd have probably got 25% or 30%. It's possible for us to get victory over sin all the time, just because of this one promise in 1 Corinthians 10:13, God will not allow you to be tested beyond your ability. We must believe that. You can never overcome without faith. If you don't believe that God is faithful, that's what it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13. God is faithful. And His promises, He's faithful not to allow you to be tempted beyond your ability to bear.